Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for your call to our daily inspiration line. I'd like to share with you from God's Word today out of the last chapter of the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. What a beautiful, perfect book of the Bible, the book of Hebrews. And it's, as I was reading it in my own quiet time, I was just blessed, and I thought I would share it on the devotion the next couple of days. Well, it says here in Hebrews 13, verse 1, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. We'll stop with those three verses to discuss this. The first commandment that we have is let brotherly love continue. Now, he didn't just say, don't forget to love. But he said brotherly love. He wants us to have a kind of family connected love, a love that can go through thick and thin and not give up on people. Not just like some people say, I'm going to write you off. No, brotherly love doesn't write each other off. Brotherly love works through the difficulties and the details. It suffers. It's suffering love, I believe. Then he says, as you're remembering to have this brotherly love, you're going to come across someone that's different. Someone that is an opportunity for you to bless. And so he says, be not forgetful, don't forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. You know, if you knew God was going to send you an angel, you'd be real quick to take care of it. But God is going to send you an angel or some situation to prove you. And it just might not be what you expected. So he says, let the brotherly love continue. Don't forget, when a stranger comes around, be nice, be kind. You might be ministering to God's servant there. You know, Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. If you really think about when we serve and we give and we bless others, we're doing that as unto the Lord Jesus. And I think that's a beautiful picture that we ought to fight for. Then he says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves, also in the body. You know, there are people right now that are naming the name of Christ around the world, standing for the Bible, preaching the truth, living a life for God, and now they are bound. Some are bound with chains. Some are in prison cells. Some are cold, destitute, naked, forgotten, tortured. And God said, remember them that are bound as being bound with them. Just read it. I want to get the right thing here in the good old King James Bible that we don't miss it. This living word of God. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So, if they're in bonds, somebody's in prison, that's a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ, just reckon yourself, account yourself bound with them. Suffer what they're suffering. Feel it. If you know they're not eating right, they're being hungry, maybe we should fast so that we can feel their pain and be afflicted with them and cry out to God for their deliverance, for them to represent Christ to their captors, for them to win their persecutors over. So let's remember them that are bound as bound with them. Boy, I tell you what, that's heavy, being bound with them in the spirit. And then Paul made the statement, the gospel, though I'm bound in chains, he was bound. They took him to Rome and bound him with chains. And he said, but the gospel is not bound. In other words, the gospel is not in chains. And though these people are bound, they're free. And we're free, but God said, be bound with them. In the spirit, I believe he's trying to say to us. Then he goes on to remind us that marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Well, I'm going to leave us with those good thoughts today. Let's follow Jesus. Let's make a difference for the kingdom of God today. This is Brother Jeff, thanking you for your call. 099 will leave a message. Jesus bless you.